If you'd like, if you've got a comment or a question that you'd like to put to Di Vivian, we've got some tickets to a great movie called The Way, and it's playing in cinemas around the country, so we're happy to give away some tickets to The Way, and we'll be taking your calls after the break.
The favourite thing about being a mum for me would be having the love of my children, looking at the delight on their faces when they see me, and just those spontaneous moments when they throw their arms around me and give me a hug and say I love you.
Favourite thing is watching them grow and all the changes that happen.
I think it's just the surprises you get every day and the love you get back.
When I get the kids into bed and they ask me what they did for the day, and then at the end of it it's always I love you, mummy.
This winter, when you treat your family with Vicks, the world's number one cough and cold brand, you can help another family too. Through the Breathe for Life project, every time you buy a Vicks product this winter, Vicks will donate to Save the Children to help fight childhood pneumonia in Bangladesh. You can also donate by liking Vicks on Facebook. Treat your family with Vicks and help another family breathe for life. Vicks is not for the treatment of pneumonia. Always read the label. Use only as directed. Procter & Gamble, Auckland.
Can't think what to get Mum this Mother's Day? How about this?
Until the 20th of May, buy a box of Nestle Scorched Almonds and receive an AA Smartfuel discount reward of 2 cents per litre, up to the first 50 litres.
Mum's happy, you're happy. Visit aasmartfuel.co.nz for participating BP sites and terms and conditions.
BP, be road happy.
Norah Jones. Little Broken Hearts, her stunning new album. Little Broken Hearts is the fascinating next step in the evolution of one of the music world's most intriguing singer-songwriters. Featuring the single Happy Pills. Norah Jones, Little Broken Hearts. Out now.
Stonefields. It's just a stone's throw from the city, with more exciting home options than ever before.
Are you concerned about all the maintenance on your home that's still waiting to be completed? You know, all the jobs you thought you'd do last summer. Winter's just about here and they still need to be done. Time for a new low-maintenance home, a lock and leave? Come on and have a look at the low-maintenance homes on offer at Stonefields by Fletcher Residential.
See the selection of show homes for yourself. Open 7 days, 10 till 6. Visit FletcherStonefields.co.nz for directions.
The secret's out. HomeTune is the garage that comes to you. Keep your car serviced and running efficiently, and it won't burn too much fuel or a hole in your pocket. HomeTune make it easy. They bring the garage to you, and the only finger that you have to lift is the one that dials the phone. Call HomeTune or book online at hometune.co.nz. We can service your car from just $99, and remember, we're MTA approved.
Own HomeTune.
Phone 0800 8010 80 to join the show. It's Real Life with John Cowan on Newstalk ZB.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
This is Real Life. Now, my guest tonight is Di Vivian, who's picked the music, and that's, is that Sinatra?
I'm not sure.
What was that, Angus? That was Sinatra?
It was Frank Sinatra.
We both should have known that.
Oh, of course we should.
We'll hang our heads in
shame. We're too young.
Yeah, I don't know why you're picking this old music, Di.
Probably from my mother.
Yeah, that's right. Speaking of hanging heads in shame, some grandparents are sort of a bit embarrassed about having to look after their grandchildren. Well, not so much embarrassed, but other people are quick to point the finger.
Yes, they are. And, you know, and I think, you know, we've got to admire these grandparents because to me, they are heroes. They have stopped their lives.
Yeah.
They have forgone their retirement to start over again to making sure that their moko or their grandchildren are safe.
But do some people point the finger and say, well, you must have done an awful job raising your kids if you have to do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, I will tell you, I actually had that said to me many, many years ago in 2002. We were invited to do a seniors expo out at Green Lane. And we didn't have anything to market. We just wanted to get the word out there. So we got a whole lot of pictures and put them on the walls of around where our little booth was. And one man actually walked up to me and he said exactly that. And behind me was a, he sat down next to me, and behind me was a picture that one of my granddaughters, I think, had done. And it had a slight light wooden beading around it. And he said to me, well, what have you done to your children to make them do this to their children, that you have to step up and raise them? And I just looked him straight in the eye and I just said to him, I may have had four children, and three are pillars of society, and one fell off the rails. Why am I responsible for that? And with that, that picture fell down and hit him on the head.
Hooray!
It was unbelievable. It was like someone's watching over me. Shouldn't laugh.
I'm sure all of us listening were hoping something like that would have happened. Well, I was expecting you to say, and with that, I picked up the picture and banged him on the head, but you didn't have to.
No, I wouldn't do that. Divine intervention, I think.
Now, we've got to take another break, but we'll be back with you in just a minute.
Sure.
Stand out from the crowd with the latest Nissan Qashqai Special Edition. Exclusive from Schofield Nissan. The special Platinum Limited Edition Qashqai ST Auto 5-door hatchback is available with full leather trim, with reverse parking sensors, daytime running lights and alloy wheels, plus three colours to choose from. They're 2012 registered with delivery K's only. Be quick, yours to drive away at only $37,990 from Schofield Nissan, Botany and Newmarket.
We're still Schofields after all of these years.
It could be flying a kite,
surfing,
rock climbing,
skateboarding,
kayaking,
whatever your favourite outdoor activity is.
Film yourself doing it indoors.
Add some really cool music if you like.
Then upload it to YouTube. Register at hitashiheatpumps.co.nz. And the person with the most views wins $10,000 cash.
Enough money to keep enjoying your favourite outdoor activity.
Bring your perfect day indoors and be in to win 10 grand cash.
Get your hands on a Hitachi heat pump today.
Visit hitashiheatpumps.co.nz for details.
Recent Research International ratings results show for the 20th time in a row, Newstalk ZB is number one. The Mike Hosking Breakfast is number one. Leighton Smith, number one. Larry Williams Drive is number one. Kerry Woodham is number one. And Newstalk ZB is the number one radio station, all people 10 plus, in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, and number one nationwide.
Beware of the imitators.
Newstalk ZB, once again, Auckland's number one radio station. So from all at ZB to you, thanks for listening.
Real Life.
Made with help from New Zealand On Air.
Hi, I'm Julie, and I'm a St. John caring caller. Everyone needs a friend to talk to. I talk to my friend Ron about three or four times a week. Ron and I talk about lots of different things. It depends on what's going on in his life, anywhere between getting ready to go and visit his daughters or what he's been doing in the garden. Ron and I really do love our chats.
Everyone needs a friend to talk to. You can call 0800 780 780 to find out more about a free St. John caring caller. 0800 780 780.
Hi, this is Brian Gaynor. Do you know that Milford has a very successful KiwiSaver plan? Milford's aim is to be the best performing KiwiSaver manager. We have achieved our objective to date. The latest Morningstar survey shows that the Milford Active Growth KiwiSaver Fund has been the best performing KiwiSaver fund over the past 4 years. For further information or for an investment statement, visit milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or text Kiwi to 9090.
This'll get you thinking, what's a doxy?
I give up.
It's the new dishwasher from Fisher & Paykel.
I know, I was just testing you.
Whatever, John.
The new doxy takes the thinking out of dishwashing.
You press one button and it gets to work.
And it's so quiet, you can actually hear yourself think.
What are you thinking, John?
I'm thinking we should tell the listeners the price.
Just $1,399.
That's a massive saving of $350.
Magnus Benro, three different stores Auckland-wide. Hey, you're not John.
Hang on, you're right, I'm not.
Real Life, your slice of life.
With John Cowan.
On Newstalk ZB.
It's tonight. It's gonna be alright.
Well, that's a bit more like it. A bit of Rod Stewart. That's a bit more in my ear, I think.
Mine too.
Now, these parents, they've raised their own families and now they're raising grandchildren.
Yep.
And some of them would have some older ideas about parenting, and sometimes they're finding that these kids are a bit difficult and they struggle a bit.
I think it's dealing with difficult children is a major, absolutely major. And that will come about because perhaps the children have been left to run riot in their early days.
Yeah, that's right. So they really are picking
up.
No
boundaries.
So the parenting place and grandparents raising grandchildren, we've I'm very proud to have been involved in helping making this DVD series. It's a series of three DVDs that it's a toolbox course that parents, grandparents can do in their own home just to bring their parenting back up to par and to find out a few tips and techniques to make their role a bit easier. Yeah,
absolutely. And we're very, very excited about it also, because every one of our members will be posted out the actual set of DVDs.
Yeah.
Because what we find is our grandparents out there, they can't get babysitters.
No.
A lot of these children have been so traumatised they won't let Nana out of her sight. And often they don't have a car, or they may not have the money to get the petrol to go along to watch any of these things in an actual school situation or whatever.
Yep.
So it is being posted out to every one of our members, which is absolutely amazing. Then Grandma and Grandpa can sit down and watch it at their own pace.
Right.
And I think that's important.
The thing is, when we approach people to get us, get them to help make this DVD, it was amazing how people were willing to help. Psychologists and people like Dame Alison Holst and Bob Kerridge and Diane Petra. Levy and Petra Biggest and all these people were very, very happy to help make these DVDs. So that they're good to watch and they should give a bit of a boost.
And there's a lot of humour in them too, which I think is important. You've always got to find humour in our situation.
One of the things that I remember from the DVD series that a lot of people don't understand so well is this idea of attachment.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you explain what that...
Well, basically, when a baby's born, it looks into its mother's eyes, and a mother rocking it and cooing to it and singing to it and doing that eye-to-eye contact with the young baby, that's the beginning to form the attachment. Where children have been left alone to their own devices, that attachment's broken. So, you know, it takes a long, long time to rebuild attachment.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've brought along a little poem there, and I saw it on your website, and you've got it there, and obviously you thought it was a good one too. So
I did.
Why don't you read it? And it's just, we'll dedicate this to the all grandparents, but especially grandparents that are raising their grandchildren.
Absolutely. A grandmother, God's special gift to children who need a mother's love. Part grandma and part angel, a treasure from above. Her heart is filled with anguish because of children's loss, so now she shields their heartstrings, protects them at her cost. God blesses all grandmothers because he knows they care, and so they raise God's children to love, to love, to live, to love, to share. So if you're a grandmother to a grandchild, niece or nephew, and the Lord will help guide you and give you everlasting peace.
Well, that's lovely. Now, if people want to get in touch with your organisation again?
Absolutely. They can phone on 0800 472 637. That's a toll-free number. Or go to our website, www.grg.org.nz.
grg.org.nz. Di, I reckon that you're a real hero, and you're serving heroes out there. So very grateful for everything that you do, and wish you all the best. Look forward to being back with you again next week on Real Life. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there. Good night and God bless.
I'm Julia Bloor, and in about a month's time, I'm going to become a mum. And I'm excited, nervous, but really, really excited. I guess Mother's Day from now on won't be just hanging out with my mum and my mother-in-law, but will include celebrating the fact that I am also a mum. Celebrating what a huge privilege that is. It's made me think, though, how hard it must be at this time of the year for all the women out there who would love to be mums, but for one reason or another, it just hasn't happened. In my circle of friends, I have girls who have been trying unsuccessfully to get pregnant for years. I have friends who have lost children. I have friends who haven't found the right partner to have children with. Mother's Day for them is often just another reminder of their deep, unfulfilled longings. Now, I know that this doesn't make their hardship any easier. The truth is that you don't actually have to bear children to be a mother. Mother Teresa never had children, and she was one of the most amazing mothers of all. Oprah has been described as the mother of a nation, but has no children of her own. Heck, Anna Jarvis, the founder of Mother's Day, had no biological children. Maybe a better name for the second Sunday in May would be Mothering Day. A day to celebrate women. Mothering Day. I like that. Happy Mothering Day, New Zealand.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air. Visit scrubcutter.com. newstalkzb.co.nz for hard opinion and breaking news.
Keep up with